Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A weekend snowmobile crash has left one person dead in Langlade County. WAOW Television reports a press release from the Langlade County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened just after 11 Saturday night near Price Neva Road and Burns Road in Price. Emergency workers found a 56-year-old Bryant man not breathing and without a pulse. Efforts were made to revive him with CPR. He was taken to Aspirus Langlade Hospital before being airlifted to Wausau, where he was pronounced dead Monday morning. What was once a working trout farm, then later a cross-country ski touring property, will now have its natural values protected forever. The Jacqueline Bassett family donated a conservation easement to the Northwoods Land Trust on 335 acres of land in Presque Isle. Ben Meyer has more.
The property includes 11,000 feet of frontage on lake and stream waters along the Wisconsin-Michigan border. Northwoods Land Trust Land Protection Coordinator Carrie Kirschbaum says Jacqueline Bassett wanted the land protected forever. Her children carried out her wishes for the special property after she died.
What's really unique about it is that it has lakeshore on Moraine Lake, as well as some cold water springs and a beautiful cold water spring pond that feeds a trout stream that runs through the property.
The conservation easement means the land can never be subdivided or developed. It will continue to act as a natural corridor between the Ottawa National Forest and the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest.
This is definitely one of the larger easements that we've ever done, and which really is one reason that makes it so special. It's both large and it has just a lot of waterfront, both on a lake and on a trout stream.
The Northwoods Land Trust protects more than 13,000 acres of land in seven Northwoods counties. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
Wisconsin will be getting a lot of attention during the presidential campaign year, according to WAOW Television. Lara Trump, the president's daughter-in-law, stopped in Rib Mountain on Monday for a Keep America Great event. She recognized the importance of the Badger State in the election. President Trump won the state by a narrow margin in 2016. And while Wisconsin is a priority, she said the reelection campaign is also focusing on states it didn't win.
We have the money to invest in places that maybe we didn't win in 2016, but we were really close to winning. We felt like if we just had a little more time and a little more money, the president could have won there.
Meanwhile, the Democratic Party of Marathon County is hopeful the Democratic candidates will also make Wisconsin a priority this year. Nancy Stenzel is chair of the Marathon County Party.
All of them will show. And I mean, after all, we do have the convention in Milwaukee, so everybody will be here for that for sure.
President Trump will hold a rally in Milwaukee tonight around the same time the remaining Democratic candidates are set to face off in a debate in Iowa. And a state appeals court will hear the high-profile voter purge case first. Justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court deadlocked 3-3 Monday over whether to hear the case. It could remove more than 200,000 names from voter rolls. And a federal judge says a victim who came forward likely saved many girls. Judge William Conley sentenced a Las Vegas man to 15 years in prison Monday, finding that 27-year-old David Harris coerced and manipulated many underage girls to send him photos. If they didn't do what he demanded, Harris would post the explicit images on pornographic websites. And Chippewa County Sheriff Jim Kowalczyk says mistakes were made before a sex offender was placed in New Auburn last fall. The sheriff says he failed to fully communicate with people before David Hager was placed in a neighborhood. Kowalczyk says the department is making sure that people living nearby are safe. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for skies to be cloudy, high near 31, maybe some patchy drizzle. For tonight, mostly cloudy, low 16. Wednesday, about 3 inches of snow are forecast during the day with a high near 25. Then Thursday, partly sunny and cold with a high near 10, then more snow toward the weekend. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.